Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Ikey.
Ikey says, hi Ben and Nathan, if I ran out of level 4 and 5 questions, would you recommend I turn on the repeat mastered questions settings or finish the rest of the lower level questions first? In drilling, I only receive lower level questions, which are so easy, it makes me feel like I'm not learning anything. But when I turn on the repeat mastered question setting, I often remember the answer after reading only the first few words. I look forward to hearing from you, Ikey. There's one other solution, isn't there, that Ikey doesn't seem to be talking about?
Yeah, you could add new tests to drilling, pull it from other sources, or just start taking practice sections and tests. Stop worrying about drilling.
By default, the demon divides all of the practice questions into thirds. We have a third of them reserved for live classes, a third of them reserved for practice sections and practice tests, and a third of them are reserved for drilling. So if you're really getting into the drilling, you're doing so much drilling that you're running out of questions, you can always just take some of those tests from the live classes or take the tests from the timed sections and pull tests and put those into the drilling.
Yeah. So it's not quite a third. There are more tests assigned to drilling.
Okay.
But still there are these three groups. And so you can pull from different groups and maybe at this point, Ikey, if you're doing so well that the demon keeps trying to give you level 4 and 5 questions, you should be focusing more on doing time sections.
Yeah. Right. It seems if you're only drilling, then okay, well, let's instead transition over to game day, which is going to be sections. You should be doing sections all the time anyway. You should be mixing in sections throughout your week. But yeah, maybe Ikey needs to be converting over to primarily sections.
Let's say. I also don't hate the fact that you remember the answer on repeated master on when you do questions that you've done before. Do you understand? I'm less concerned about you picking the answer. Can you explain why that answer is correct?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really running out of material.
Yeah. It's drilling, right? So you can take all the time you want when you're doing the question. You shouldn't be rushing. You should be really focusing on, I know that I'm choosing the right answer. Okay. Well, if you know that you're choosing the right answer, then why is the right answer right? Also, why are the wrong answers wrong? And when you watch the videos or when you read the explanations, is your analysis matching or is your analysis different? Just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. You might be seeing something there that is correct. But if you got it right because you remembered the answer, well, then that's not good enough, right? Yeah. Why? Do you really understand it? Have you really mastered it? And just choosing the right answer doesn't really indicate that you understood it. So maybe think through your process and compare your process to our process. There could be some learning there.
For sure. Or for games, do it differently.
Try the game a different
worlds,
way.
Yep. On the basis of F last time, do it on the basis of N now or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
Great. Thanks for writing in, Ikey, and good luck. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.